Here's a Shelley Fraser Mickle remembering.
My best friend in the fourth grade was Marcia Riley, and this story happened to her. Our teacher, Mrs. Dickinson, had a system to make sure that library books were returned that very nearly caused my friend Marcia to have a full-fledged fourth grade nervous breakdown. Mrs. Dickinson made a chart to show which kid had a book that was overdue. This chart was at least a mile wide and as tall as Michael Jordan, and it was placed on a tripod that stood before the lunchroom and before the gym and before the girls' and boys' bathrooms. And instead of stars to point out good kids, it held black dots beside the name of a kid who had checked a book out of the school library and was already 24 hours overdue in returning it. Now, maybe those black dots in that giant poster didn't bother anybody else, but in the fourth grade, my friend Marcia had a superego as wide as a mile and as high up as Michael Jordan. She said she could have nightmares about fictitious homework assignments with legs that chased her down the street and out of town. That was also the year she was crazy for a dog. She and her father had an agreement. If she could prove to him that she knew totally how to care for a dog, he would seriously think about letting her have one. So she checked out of the library how to walk a dog, how to feed a dog, and something like how to give your dog a bath if you can catch him. That last one was just a little pamphlet, more like a magazine, but still it had a due date card pasted in the front, which she had signed. On the day those books were due, Marcia found every one of them except that pamphlet. She searched through the whole house, and then out of desperation she looked in the garbage. There it was on the bottom. Her father had accidentally lined the bottom of the garbage can with it. She pulled it out, wiped tomato peelings off it, and cried. She hid under the covers of her bed and refused to go to school. She sucked her thumb and twisted her hair. Finally, her mother called her father at work. Her father called the company listed on the front of the pamphlet who had made it. And miracle of miracles, when he found out it had been printed only 50 miles from their house, he drove home to get Marcia, and they spent the rest of that day driving to get the new pamphlet. But the best part of this story is that, on the way back, her father stopped at a filling station where there was a litter of puppies sitting in a box. Marcia picked one out and named it Spot. But for as long as I knew the Riley family, I always heard Mr. Riley call that dog overdue.